as we are joined now as a group, and yet as individuals, we allow ourselves to receive whatever is most important for us, and most important for us helping with the shifting of the ages for this planet and all that are on it, all forms of life. Both in and out of the planet. Sekaya anamehe o katsekafea alawayana ma. Breathe, folks, very gently and slowly, and begin to really, really let go at a deep level with all that heart space. Somanama wa somahe e kalaya a katsekafe fea lawaya honama wa o. From that very deep place inside of you, your very essence, where you are known, allow it to radiate even more now. Radiate and radiate and radiate. Know yourself. Know your neighbor. Allow the very essence to become more and more of who you are here as we are on earth as humans, as we become expanded. More and more of us is allowed to be here and be seen and wanted and loved and heard by all around us. As love and compassion come in more, in your own way, allow yourself to ask for what you want for humanity, as well as for yourself, tonight in this great solstice. Where the light and the dark are more equal, where the very shortest day of the year comes together as we move forward into the light, which starts expanding from today forward for another year. What is going on today is almost like a new year, almost like 2021 coming into being. And allow anything that you don't need anymore to leave, to vacate, any of the patterns, the structures, the ways of being, the things that have happened to you, to release, to let go, to be free of, into that space of humanity. Freedom. Many people call it heaven on earth. Remember that stretch that you did earlier. allowing heaven and earth to exist within you so that these qualities we speak of become a part of who you are at this human level and radiate out, filling you first, allowing the parts of you to receive the nurturing. And we will begin at this physical level because we know there are people all across the planet who are having trouble with food supply. And we allow there to be an uplifting, a sharing, a joining. As new pathways are formed, many, many new pathways tonight, particularly the pathway to all, having all their needs met graciously. We use the words ease and grace over and over again within you, and very beneficial outcomes. Very, very beneficial outcomes with ease and grace. Feel this within you. Allow yourself to become it, to live in it, to live through it. To become a whole way of being. As we ask and allow the food supplies to turn into what they can easily become. For all. And there is a pointing to home, because home lives within the heart, lives within us, even though it's a feeling, and it is another place in time and space, perhaps. For many of you, but allow home to come. That feeling that radiates within you. As you begin to draw forward the future self, we talk so often about the past and the past lives, which we are asking to shift away all the patterning. Tonight, but we are now drawing that future in, that creation that comes from this new expansion we are going into. Feel the sound and the vibration coming through yourself. If you feel like making a sound on your own, please do so. Focus with your breath, breathing in the light. And this is the light that has no shadow. And breathing out the light. So we are asking to move beyond and above the level of good, bad, right, wrong, the separation consciousness. All of the differences that seem to be around us in our world, and we ask them to come to complete balance, to their destiny, as we each ask to come to our own destiny. And this is not a burden, this destiny. It's not something you have to worry about. Am I doing it? Have I found it? It's radiating, and it will continue to radiate for you. And by destiny, we mean that wonderful place where you're receiving as well as giving, receiving from those around you, and giving to those around you, and then to bigger and bigger populations wherever you choose. To make your presence known. It is okay now to make your presence known. The depth of who you are, the truth. We ask that truth to come through for all of us, especially in this paradigm of separation. We have all feels like we're against each other, and we are allowing that to shift as we feel that vibration that puts us into equality, into balance, into the truth of who we are. We invite the patterns of Saturn, patterns of Jupiter, particularly in this particular time of change, come into a very harmonious, balanced conjunction. Any of these words that mean something to you, please take one or two to leave this evening with and focus on them as you go forward in your life. And this is just a very simple personal note, and if you're in a higher space, don't worry about hearing the story. But it was amazing to me that during this time, my refrigerator died, and I set about in a COVID world where parts aren't available to make things, and on to try to find something. And it really reminded me, even though I am lucky and blessed, and I am not on a food shortage, what it's like for millions who are. And to allow that learning and that lessening to know the very basics of life. And as our Constitution says, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Liberty, equality, freedom. As we reroute democracy itself into our planet and particularly into this country. Allow this concept around food to continue to all that we need, all of our needs to be met, particularly now the emotional, as well as health and the physical, which is a huge process we're going through on the planet, but also the emotional, the mental, psychological, everything expanding into greatness, into who we are. And as Michelle helped us to find what it is we want to be, to focus on. And then what people would call the spiritual. Spirit of love and forgiving, many people are learning. The spirit of service, which many people are exhibiting. Allow anything else, any sadness, anything that needs and is ready to let go of, to drift away. As you drop very, very deeply into the void, into the stillness. And there will be a few sounds I'll be doing on your way into the stillness. And then I will stop and we will go into the silence and the stillness where you can go yourself to be with whatever you're going to be. And we will be in the silence for that period of time. The void, the creative void, where it feels like nothingness and yet it's everything, and everything is available. As you begin to create your new life, we ask for the elements, the elementals, the Elohim, who all help us create, to help us create our life while we go into the stillness. and allow. Yourself very gently to come back to my voice. Notice your breathing. And allow yourself to focus on your belly for some reason. Your belly. Breathing in and out, gently and slowly, and through the nose and out through the mouth. Right around your belly button, up a little ways and down a little ways. And allow that part to come home. Feel that feeling of glory from being home. Whatever all that is that can come to balance at a cellular structure level, at a molecular level, the element of peace, freedom, compassion, truth, and whatever other qualities come to you. Allow a restructuring. So we recreate that most human part of us, the center of our bodies, below the heart. That has struggled for so long, through eons of time. As we now lift back upwards, with a new mission, a new way of being. And you may have heard these words tonight, or you may not have. It doesn't matter. We ask that you take this energy, this beingness, allow it to help you in your life at all levels with ease and grace. And help everything on the planet, plant, animal, mineral kingdoms, and all that support them and all that they consist of. And humanity. As we ask the elements, the elementals, and the Elohim to create this future. You might see it now, you might get a vision, you might have already gotten a vision of the future. Could just be lights or colors, but where we are going, where we are blessed to be going, where we can relax and rest more, more fun, more delight. And allow this lovely concept we have of gratitude to come in. As some would say, the attitude of gratitude, but the real deep feeling place. And I will finish my story for those of you who even heard it as a little human part of all of this. Losing my refrigerator and calling and going to all kinds of appliance stores who think they have something and then they don't. It gets taken off the internet or here or there, and they think they have them and then they're gone, and trying to pick something and you pick only what they have because there's no choice at the moment. And I picked out something that I liked, and this store has four different stores in the city where I live. And calling the fourth one that was again supposed to have some and not finding any anywhere in their whole warehouse in another state had nothing and on and on. And I talked to the guy and I said, you're supposed to have three. He says, no, we don't. People on the internet buy them and then it doesn't show up in the count. And I said, oh, okay. And then he said, oh, there's one coming in tomorrow. And I said, wow, because no one would know it's there, so no one could take it before I would get it. And he said, do you want it? And I said, yes. So suddenly I had something that I thought just wasn't even available. And I turned it over, I asked, I let go. And there it was. And then they could deliver. Even on a Sunday, they delivered. It was amazing. So there's a lot of gratitude for the knowing that we are taken care of. We are receiving. We are lifting. We are becoming one. We are helping each other. And I am so grateful for each one of you who came tonight. And we will have a chance to chat. I know we didn't have a chance to talk beforehand. But for what we created tonight, for ourselves, for the planet, for bringing us together through all of the things that are going on in each of our own lives, as well as everybody you know around you who's being affected. And a child relative of mine, these seem to be stories to be told, who is about 10, who just has gotten horses into her life. It's a long story, which isn't important. And these are older horses that are coming for, I don't know, their last days, I guess. And the one that she was started to get close to had to be put down. And the process she needed to go through with that, as you know, how we learn that. And I was able to speak with her. They have a new horse that came in. And she said to me, I asked her about this new horse. Oh, he loves me very much. He takes care of me. How does he take care of you? Well, he keeps looking around to be sure I'm okay, and then he'll do the next thing. Always looking at me to see that I'm okay. So let's take that story and do that for each other. As we join hands metaphorically on just metaphorically join hands together tonight. Say goodbye to each one of us and hello at the same time. And I have deep gratitude. Please take the gratitude with you for all that has happened, for the coming together. So be it. So it is. It is done.